America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's Dan Campbell talking about Za'Darius Smith. He is on his way to the Detroit Lions. Well, he's probably in Detroit by now. It's not our concern anymore. The Browns got a couple of draft picks back, later round draft picks. They might have been looking for a fourth round pick, weren't going to get it. So they got a fifth round pick next year. Question is whether or not Andrew Berry is going to be around to execute those picks. And if we were doing an election right now for Andrew Berry, I think he'd probably fail that election right now for a lot of Browns fans out there. Doesn't seem to look very good. Doesn't seem to look very good whatsoever. And, you know, when you start to break this down, audio courtesy of Dan Campbell with Dan Miller Show on Fox 2 Detroit about some of the conversation. And you and I we had some people. There are people who are huge Andrew Berry fans. You mentioned it as a gag right before break about are the Browns in a better situation now than they were in 4 years ago. You know, part of the gag. We have some media members out there that are huge Andrew Berry fans. Now, personally, I'm an Andrew Berry fan. I like the guy. Professionally, there's a lot of things here that I have to ask, where is it going to get better? Where can we get better from here, and are you the right guy for the future of this franchise to make these decisions? And I know, and this is part of it, a lot of this is going to come down to, well, who ordered the code red about Deshaun Watson? And we've been through that several times. And because of our very strong belief, because there have been so many people who have told Anthony and I that it was spearheaded by the front office that doesn't include the ownership that really, really liked the former quarterback and had to be talked out of it, that there might be a fiddler to pay here, a heavy price, and that might be on his head. And so now, because of that, in a season that is blown up right in our faces, this is a big picture conversation I didn't even know if I was going to even get into. But when you make these decisions like you've made, can you be trusted to make the future decisions for the football team with the draft?
I'm not trusting him to make future draft picks, but I am surprised they did not. I am surprised they did not make more trades. It felt like a quarter measure yesterday because they didn't do anything.
That leads me to speculation.
Yeah, they didn't really do anything to set themselves up. Basically, they are saying that they still are in a championship window. They still believe that these guys, even though they're old and expensive, because we know what other teams do. When other teams get old and expensive and they're bad, which is the perfect storm, it's a fire sale. Well, not only did they not do a fire sale, they only traded one guy. So that is telling me that they are trying to tell you that they think they can compete at a very high level next year.
Daryl had the
and
big...
And I find that a little hard to believe.
See, I don't know if that's 100% true, because Daryl had the great big cap warning for everybody that when he was trying to talk everybody into fiscal responsibility about everything, saying that, hey, this is not the type of situation you guys think it is, that they still owe a lot on cap even after they trade guys.
Sure.
That there's so much dead cap
space. But now they don't get the assets. Now they just have the big credit card payment, but they don't have the draft
picks. And this is another thing, because Andrew Berry's job. Now, I don't know what was offered. I have no idea what's been offered. Maybe we'll find out that they were offering second-rounders for Elijah Moore out there or anything like that.
I do not think second round.
But Andrew Berry does have the job to do what's supposed to be what's right for the franchise, not just make a bunch of trades on picks that he might be able to get this year. Because if you let guys walk, usually you get them the next year for those compensatory picks. So I don't believe they'd be coming until 2026. All right, so is it better to let these guys go in free agency and collect compensatory picks that could end up being a third rounder or a fourth rounder instead of taking your fifth, sixth, seventh for pennies on the dollar for guys that you drafted Greg Newsome in the first round. You traded for Elijah Moore. It was a pick swap in a lot of ways. So many of the Andrew Berry fans always want to say that. And certainly we got to give him every credit we can to make any sort of an argument that we can for the guy. The other trades that you've made, some have been good. Some of the draft picks you've made have been very bad. But there are people out there that make this vigorous defense. And I have to speculate, could there have been a conversation had of like, hey, man, you make this trade. I don't know if I trust him. Like, could the ownership have thought, I don't know if I trust you to make any more of those trades, or is that too much?
Well,
because, man, if we're going to have a fire sale, I kind of want to trust the people making the fire sale, and I don't know if I trust altogether, man. It's a difficult thing when you're 2-7, you start to think about some crazy stuff.
Yeah, but they allowed him to trade Amari Cooper. They allowed him to trade Za'Darius Smith. You have to empower. You have to still be able to do your job. I don't know that they've made up their mind on Andrew Berry, and so you have to let him do the job. And what I wonder is, what is Andrew Berry telling the Haslams about the state of the team? Because they have those meetings. They want to be briefed at all times, especially now. And now you go into a bye week. We're going to hear from Andrew Berry later today at 10:30.
Yes.
Right? We're going to air that live.
Live on the air. 10:30 a.m.
10:30. All right. You can also hear it on the Odyssey app.
On the fan.
So given that, I wonder what the conversations are between Andrew Berry and Jimmy Haslam. Because Jimmy Haslam's got to be saying, so what do we want to do in terms of a pivot so that we can get the high draft picks and get this thing righted to where we can compete quicker than having like a 4-year teardown? So we're not doing that.
Do you believe that they should have traded more?
Well, Greg Newsome,
we're further away than what we are?
Greg Newsome is the interesting one. I thought that was going to be an easy trade candidate because I think he did have some value. Not the value I think some Browns fans were hoping.
But maybe they just let him walk because maybe you can get a third round compensatory pick.
Yeah, I find that very interesting. Maybe the teams weren't that desperate. Man, you didn't see a lot yesterday in the way of big trades. So that's another one. When the David Njoku stuff came up, I mean, Zach Jackson came on and said David Njoku's basically washed. He said, have you seen him run? He did not paint a flattering picture of David Njoku. So I'm like, all right.
He's injured. I don't know if he called him washed up, but he certainly said he's been playing injured.
It did not seem like Zach had a lot of confidence that's going to be somebody who should be in the future of our plans. So when you start to think about that, you know, you think about who has value and who's going to be around when this team turns it around. Unless Andrew Berry's like, we can be really good next year. And if that's the case, he also told Jimmy Haslam, we could be really good this year. And they're 2-7. So did that erode some of the faith in the GM at that point? And he's going to be hammered. I mean, today he's going to be hammered with those questions.
He should be. How could you not be? Lord Almighty, again, this was a playoff team last year, and by all intents and purposes, people believe that it should have been a playoff, at least in Cleveland, they felt they should have been a playoff team again, and they're not just bad. It feels like this is going to be a multiple-year rebuild for some, and some people are actually advocating for it. I'm sorry, he has to go out and he has to answer those. I'm not sorry. You have to go out and you have to answer those questions. Why did this go wrong? Where did it go wrong, and how are you going to go about getting this thing fixed? And why weren't there more moves made if we're going to go about and get this thing fixed? Because I don't think that anybody would advocate right now. You know, last year I made a great big argument for Greg Newsome. I'll finish with this. I made an argument for Greg Newsome to finish last season with the Browns. I can't make that argument now because you still have a guy. Are you going to sign him? No. Do you believe that you're going to sign him to a big deal? No. So what are you going to really get back for the guy?
Maybe they will.
What are you doing with Jed Wills, by the way, after this year?
Ken,
we haven't talked about him. I'm not even talking about trading
him. Maybe Jim Schwartz has said, I want him. I want him as part of this defense. Maybe they do sign him, but I think they missed their window. They could have gotten much more value for him
if they had traded him last time. Another person around the Browns that has more power, apparently, from what you just said than the head coach of the Browns.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.